Big up your head, big up your body. Get on the bus, it's time to party. It's Gregory. It is a Saturday night, Gregory. Take your socks off and take your pants on. Get in the car and drive on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday Night Greg. Friday Energy on your goddamn Wednesday morning.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it's not Friday now.
Today's Thursday.
Okay.
But for them, it's Wednesday.
Right.
But they pretend it's Friday.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
You know?
You yes.
Friday night happenings.
Right. Okay. Got it. No, because I sometimes lose track of days.
Yes.
Like what day? You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in our lifestyle. Hi, I'm Cypher Sounds.
Oh, come on, man. I've got a big intro
plan. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Reset. Ruin the reset. Don't really do that. Just kidding. Don't really do that, but pretend I do. This next guy. Cypher Sounds. It's fine. That was all.
No, what was it? You had a big intro?
Nah, I was going to just improv something.
Okay.
But yeah. Welcome, Cypher, to the show.
What's up, man?
What's really hilarious. By the way, this is how I need to book every guest.
What?
I just say, who wants to do the podcast? And you just go, yeah, I'll do it. And I go, all right, you're in.
Not in a comment. Not like a...
You did it in a comment. You said, I'll do it. And I said, how about Thursday?
Yeah.
And I think you went, see you Thursday.
I first of all, I don't understand why it's so hard to get people to do podcasts. Like, it's what we do.
For you. This is Mr. Hot 97.
No.
Wild.
I still get in trouble. And also, like... It's fun.
We're
just talking.
Right.
What's the problem?
I don't even know. I've never even met you before. You just fucking commented on the post and here you are. No. You're a guy with so much to get into, so much exciting.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. 1 second in.
Yeah.
I think I like you more than you like me. That's what I know because the minute I met you, I went, I love this guy.
Yeah.
And you went, this guy's all right.
No.
And you knew. You knew. You knew you were going to keep me aside. You catted me like a cat.
No, that's not true. I have a horrible disposition. I have stone face. I have high. People think I'm high all the time. I never smoked a day in my life.
I think you are high all the time. I think it's a lie to avoid the police or some
bullshit. No, I never smoked a day in my life. So I have like stoned face.
Yeah.
But then I also have a stone face. Where I like, I think I'm making the biggest expression ever.
Yeah.
And people are like, man, are you all right? You're upset. I'm like, I'm happy.
No, you don't understand. I'm like, what's up, Cyph? You're like, hey, man.
I
just yelled.
I ruin many relationships because of that. It's a fact.
Really?
Yeah. It's really bad. I'm trying to get better
at it. Scale of 1 to 10. How do you much? Where am I on the list?
Let's start there. You're a good guy.
Full 10?
No, nobody gets full 10. Nope, there's no such thing
as full
10.
I think I'm
Who
10?
Gets full 10?
I give you a 10.
No, there's no. I'm not. I don't
Nicole's not
10.
She's a 10?
No, there's no.
I give everyone a 10, and then I'm working, and then I'm work their way down. You started as a 10.
No, okay. I do that with trust. You start at 10.
Okay.
And then you fuck your shit. Can I say bad words on here?
No, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is the Christian network.
I'm
God,
sorry.
God, no. Yeah, of course. Say the bad words.
You start at 10,
sorry.
And then you mess up the relationship by losing trust.
What did I do?
No, but not you. I'm just saying that's different than...
Well, then why aren't you giving me a 10?
A 10 is like...
Oh, a 10 friendship. You're saying 10 trust. I love it.
Yeah, I wish I don't... I think I lack the ability to give 10 as a friendship, which is a problem for me.
Mm.
I wish I could. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with me.
No. You're protecting yourself. I'm walking through friendships butt naked and just things people are just whacking me in the dick all day.
Yeah.
And I always get hurt and I always walk around and go, oh, right, I shouldn't have did.
Yeah,
I trust.
Yeah.
I read every Instagram message being like, this guy's going to be nice. And they're like, hey, man, you're a cocksucker. You've never been funny. And I'm like, why did you say that, best friend? And they're like, stop putting people at a 10. It hurts. I have friends who just, you give it to them. And I call it the house, right? Like,
yeah.
I let everyone in the house, and then they do something. I go, you're not allowed in the house.
Yeah.
You can go in the veranda. And then some people, they're on the lawn. Some people, I don't even let them on my street.
Right.
Right? But I let everyone in the house first, and then they fuck up the house.
Well, but the problem is when you let someone in the house too quick, it makes them act crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no one else lets me in the house like this.
I'm going to eat all this cookies.
Yeah. Something's off when you let people in too quick.
And the thing, then also... Let me slow down. I have too much coffee in me right now.
Yeah.
I let people in fast.
Friday night, baby.
And in this business, people assume that I'm like, I always worry that people think I'm an ass kisser. Right. Or like I'm trying to move.
Right.
It's like I'm not trying to move up. I'm trying to move up with friendships.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have as many best friends as possible.
I have no friends.
I'm your friend.
I have no friends.
Why don't you have friends?
We got to hang out then.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not good at.
I'm only having you in this podcast to make you more my friend.
I'm not. I don't have. I would love to. I have no no friends. It's really weird.
Do you really not have friends?
I don't. It's real. I have my best friend. I have like my four best friends.
I feel like you got a bunch of Filipino DJs. Who yeah, you
I
hang
do
out
know
with?
A lot of Filipino. I got my four best friends that we get together maybe four times a year.
Yeah.
And we all like somebody's birthday, we go to our favorite restaurant.
Sure.
And we download
mm-hmm.
everything. And then once in a while, one of them will come to a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'll go to my boy's DJ gig. But it's like spread out. But all four of us together,
uh-huh.
like the best men in my wedding,
mm-hmm.
One of them is gone. He's not even with the friend group anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant.
No, he didn't die. He didn't die.
We could.
And then the other one moved away, and so it's us, the other three and four of us, and then like once in a blue.
Do you miss them? Like, you can
this,
call.
I didn't know this podcast was going to be sad.
It's not, but here's
this
the thing.
This is not Friday night vibes.
Let me tell you, this is Saturday. This is Sunday morning.
Yeah, this
after
is.
After the drinking.
This is Sunday. This is like, you want to get brunch? We'll go get some brunch.
You know what it is? I like to always have someone else here to just laugh at everything and keep me going crazy, but it's what I didn't realize I only booked one person.
Yeah.
So it's just you and me, one-on-one.
You usually do more than one?
Just because I had to have someone to just put me over, you know, make me laugh, keep the thing going. But when it's one-on-one, it's soul-to-soul, bro.
Yeah.
You are locked in a room, and we're going to find out about calling your friends.
All right, yeah.
No, I mean, whatever.
Like, here's, okay, so those are my friends.
Right.
My hardcore day one since 96.
Five. Whoa.
95, 96.
Before our producer Nicole was born, by the
way. Yeah,
for everyone keeping track
of. Yeah, way back when I used to work at Fat Beats Record Store on 8th Street. Then I have all these comedy friends.
See, that's the thing. Yeah.
I thought. But here's who I am. This is sad. Here's who I am. For work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Call Syfe.
Right.
Syfe's on point. Mm-hmm. Syfe will drive. Mm-hmm. Syfe will do sound check. Syfe will run the door.
Mm-hmm.
Syfe will be security if need be.
Run the door.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah, I know, of course.
I've been on the road with some big comedians,
mm-hmm.
and they're like kind of loosey goosey, and I start road managing. Bro, we got to here. I'm gonna go early.
Yeah. I'm on the road with that same comedian.
Yeah,
and they need to be managed.
Yeah, come through the back.
I don't know what. Yeah.
Come, this is the door. When you get to the corner, make a left. That's the back door. Okay. So.
Oh, but you're on with bigger than who I'm talking about. But never mind.
In general.
Yeah.
So boom. Then we're on the road mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, 6 days. Every night, food, bar after the show, chilling, da 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 da. Then we get home
mm-hmm.
and that comedian will have a party.
No.
And I don't even get the invite. And then I see the next day on Instagram, everybody's at his house or her house or their house.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, why don't I get the invite? And I'm just not the fun party drinking guy that pops into your mind. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to work, call Syfe.
You're my bonfire friend. You're the guy I want when I'm at a bonfire, sitting, telling stories. That's the guy I want. Also, I'm 40. I don't need to be... I actually met you. My wife and I met you the same day.
Yeah. No, we met before that. Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
Well, the day we met, the day where I went, this is my man now.
Oh, yeah.
It was Michelle Wolf.
Yeah.
New Year's. My wife was, she gets drunk once a year.
Was that
2018? 19? 18 or 19?
Into 18 or into 19?
I don't know what today is. Doing this, there's no way to know, and there's no way to find out.
Was it into 20? No, it was into...
Because COVID happened when?
March 2020. I think it was into 20. It was New Year's into 20.
It was the year before that.
You think so?
Because I got the break. I was working on the break with Michelle in 2018.
Okay.
So
okay, yeah,
that was when we were kind of on the road a little bit before or after. So it was either... It doesn't matter. But my wife is so funny. My wife is the opposite of me. She's just hip-hop, into all this. She was hammered. And then she never, I don't think she met you sober. Like, she was like, we were drunk last night. I was like, yeah. She was like, was a Hot 97 Cypher Sounds there? It's like, yeah, he was. She was like, he was cool. And I was like, yeah, he's fucking, anyway.
How about I organize that whole thing?
Yeah.
Michelle Wolf is like, we're going to go to Boston,
yeah,
do a show, and then what can we do after? And I was like, all right, I'm on it.
And then you DJ'd too, right?
I got my DJ friends, and they set up, can you have a section for Michelle Wolf? And they're like, who? Like, and I'm like, did you ever see the White House Correspondents' Dinner with that red head? Oh, shit, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, the restaurant's like, oh, you definitely, we got your section.
Oh, man.
Remember we had our own little section in the back?
So you were at that? Yeah, it was like one of the best.
Why am I organizing this? She has a team. She has a whole team of people.
Am I on? Yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about? I kind of missed up. You come to my parties. What's happening here? You act like you're high, too. You're not talking. Like, you look tight, and you're looking at the microphone like...
I spit on the
like
mic.
Like, licking it and shit. Like, why is this?
It's COVID. If it sits there too long, it's going to fester.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's... But anyway, moving right along.
Friday
you're gonna
night.
Be my friend. You're going to be my friend. We're going to be friends.
Okay.
Because, and I'll tell you this advice that you gave me. I think I told you this yesterday, which is weird, but to then re-bring up something we already talked about. Anthony DeVito, for my birthday, got me these bright-ass yellow shoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I can't wear these shoes.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I texted you. I don't know why I texted you. I was like, this was me testing, being like, yeah, hey, I'll text him something not about comedy. We'll see if he responds.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. And I went, yo, something about shoes. And you said, just take a deep breath and own it.
Mm.
And I'm going to get that tattooed. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do new things. I want to dress like a 90s rapper. You know,
bro.
Red shoes, red sweater, red hat, you know, jeans. Jeans is the only thing that's not the matching color.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what I'm doing with life now. I'm taking a deep breath and I'm trying to own it instead of being a
cat. Don't even try to. Just own it.
Just own it. Because they don't know.
Who?
The people. The powers.
Not only do they not know, they don't care.
They're going to make fun of me.
Good.
Because you know me. We've talked about this. And this is what I could use your help in. This is just a well of things. I don't know how to talk to famous people.
That's easy.
You know how to talk to famous people.
Yeah, I know how to talk to famous people.
I'll tell you what I do.
Yeah.
And then you tell me how I could change that.
Yeah.
I'm at the Cellar. Yeah. John Stewart's there. Yeah. Let's say he's sitting there. Oh, there's John Stewart. Yeah. I see John Stewart. First, I leave. I just leave. I don't even approach him.
Yeah, no, you can't talk to him on a train home. He's not on the train with you.
Or I'm sitting there. Often things that happen, I'll be at the table. John Stewart's there. I'm there. Everyone else gets up, and now I'm with John Stewart, and I'm just like...
By yourself?
By myself.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's okay. Great. Well, what does Greg do?
He's at his old house.
Mm-hmm.
He's at his old house
mm-hmm.
that now all his little brothers and brothers' kids and all that now run.
Yeah.
But he still, like, wants to be... Human,
yep.
Not human, not, less than human, a comic.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Subhumans.
You want to be a comic with your comic friends where we know
mm-hmm.
anywhere we go,
mm-hmm.
We're like uncomfortable. Oh, a comic.
Mm.
You go right, you beeline.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, I go out of town. I was bringing some of my non-comedy friends with me on the road.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they're like, what are we going to do? I'm like, I'm going to ask the comics.
Right.
Like, we're instantly in a fraternity where we go to the comedy club,
mm-hmm.
you do a set, or even if you don't do a set, you're like, hey, whatever. And then everyone's like, oh, go to this bar, go to this club, go to this restaurant. And it's like, how do you know all these people? I'm like, I don't. We're comics.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's the same way.
Right.
If he's sitting at the table.
So then why should I go, what's your opener? I don't know, like, where's, like, I never know how to, like, not break the ice, but
man,
I do that shit where I'm like, I then become the
one
beta.
There's one thing you need.
I put myself in beta mode. Go
you
ahead.
Need one thing. What's your favorite, bro?
I know, a Jew, huh?
I know, yeah.
I'm Italian, but Jew.
No, you got Jersey.
Jersey.
Jersey. You got Jersey with, he's a Jersey guy.
So how'd I just work that in? Let's pretend you're John Stewart.
Where are you from again?
Me? What?
No, hey, that's what you say to him.
Where are you from?
He's from, what is he from?
Bloomingdale. Who knows?
Yeah. Where are you from again?
Me? Are we doing cosplay?
I'm you.
I'm me? I'm John Stewart.
Yeah, you're John Stewart.
No,
you
be John Stewart. I'll be me, and then we'll reverse it.
Okay.
All right? All right. I'm Greg. I'm Greg, and you're John Stewart.
Okay.
All right. Jew? Jew, right? I'm Italian, but people think I'm Jewish, so I get it.
No. No, you know he's Jewish.
I do, but that's how I break the ice.
No, but he
classic
knows.
Classic Jew?
He knows, funky you know Jew? He's Jew.
You know, oh. Classic Jew or funky Jew? No, that's not.
What's that?
I don't know. What are those other Jews? That's not like, no. I'm not too familiar with religions.
No, man.
All right, okay, I won't do that. All right, all right. So
like, when I first met John Stewart, I was like, yo, bro, I know you hear this all the time.
Uh-huh.
But Jew? When you had the video.
sorry. Yeah.
You had the video of Trump eating pizza with the knife and fork.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite shit.
Yeah.
I used to watch Daily Show every day in the daytime. Because I was working at night. I used to see it in the daytime. Remember they used to rerun it?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, thanks. And then, what's up? You good? You good? Having fun? What?
Yeah.
And then that's
can
it.
Can I buy you an Uber? Let me get your Uber.
No, you don't buy Ubers.
That's how I get him to.
You want to buy him a Toyota Camry so he can drive an Uber?
You want to be an Uber driver? Hey, let's just take an Uber class together. No. That's what I'll do. Dude, no. I'll do that thing. I'll go, hey, that pizza thing, I loved it. And then you go.
No, because you can't do it as like a. You don't want a response.
Uh-huh.
You don't want. It's just the icebreaker.
Right.
Mind you, I can do this with celebs all day.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
do it with a girl. I can never walk up to a girl and be like, I saw those shoes in the store.
Dude, worst thing I ever did in my life. Oh, my God. I want to tell you the story. I was trying to buy shoes for my wife because she wanted new shoes, and it was Christmas. And I went, this isn't even that embarrassing, but to me it is. I went, I don't know which ones to get her. And I said, hey, I'm so sorry. You're a woman. I was like, which one of these shoes should I get for my wife? And she went, no. And she left. And
yeah.
I went, why? Yeah, you just helped me? I think it was like a 6 foot thing. What? I wasn't what I was trying to do. I just needed help.
No,
anyway.
You need a gift certificate. You know what you do? You get a gift certificate and you put it in a shoebox.
For my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, look.
Oh, yeah.
You give her the shoebox. She knows it's shoes, but then it's not shoes.
Yeah.
But like, here's a gift certificate. I want to go with
then
you.
My wife goes and buys white tennis sneakers because she has zero style. The idea here is to buy my wife some fucking
style. Oh, so
style.
Then, yeah. So then what were you questioning?
See,
I thought you were trying to match her style.
They were too sexy. My wife's style is sweatpants and...
Hold on. Then you should have just went all out.
Yeah, you're right, man.
With some like a high heel with a chain hanging off the edge and a zipper.
Hell yeah, man. It was high heel and it had the cheetah print on it.
Hey, why didn't you do it?
As it really freaked that woman out, that's why. So, all right, man, you're John Stewart, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting down. I'm like, all right, the Jew thing, the Uber thing isn't working. So I'll be like, yo, you had a show with Weird Al and everyone started crying. I thought that was pretty nice.
No.
No?
What show is that?
He had the John Stewart show in 1996.
No.
Before Nicole was born.
No.
No. See, this is what happens. No.
Because he doesn't want to talk like to a fan.
All right, how tall are you? Do I have that question?
You got to be a comic. You
got
to be a comic. Damn, you let it get gray, huh?
My hair?
You say it to him.
His hair?
Yeah, because he jokes about it.
Yeah?
You went all the way gray, huh? I said, you ain't got your TV hairstylist no more, huh? Nah, that.
Nag him. I shouldn't
grandpa.
Nag him.
Yeah, I'm grandpa. He always says I'm grandpa John.
I like that. But I'm not going to use your. I'll walk up to him and just grab his muffin top and go, let it hang out now, huh? Pinch it real hard so he knows
who
the alpha
Jersey.
Is. Huh?
I was in the cellar, the comedy cellar one night, and it was the same situation. Mm-hmm. Tom Papa,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of comics.
Yeah.
He's talking to everyone. All of a sudden, the host leaves. The comic who has to go do a set leaves.
Mm.
The other guy goes around the corner. It's just me and Tom Papa.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, just you and me. I said, all right, let's go.
One-on-one.
And he goes, what, you new here? I go, yeah, I mean, a couple years, but yeah, it's kind of new. He goes, what's your deal? I go, I was a big radio DJ, and then I gave it up, and now I'm here. He goes, you seem kind of normal. He goes, you seem kind of normal.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I'm pretty normal.
Yeah.
And he goes, let me ask you something. Do you think you're not crazy enough like these other fucking comics that you think you're not good? And I was like, You see me.
He just saw me through you.
Yeah.
He just saw you and now I see yes.
And I was like, yeah. And he goes, nah, don't worry about that. He goes, they're fucked up.
Yeah.
But he goes, you don't need it to be funny. He goes, you probably think you need it to be funny. Just be funny. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
How did you just do that? And he goes, I used to get that when I was like, he's like, I'm a regular guy.
I'm a normal fun guy.
Yeah. I make bread.
I'm a good time boy. And I love that Tom Papa did. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it. That was like, made me like, oh yeah, fuck this.
But I think Tom Papa did to you what you got to teach me how to do. Tom Papa saw you and went, I'm going all in on Cypher.
Shit. Listen, we're at the table. We're right. already that the, there's a sorry, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a table at the Comedy Cellar that's just for comics.
No one listens to this podcast.
Okay, well the guy it. Hey, Todd. We have the guy no Todd friends. Listening. Todd, who only listens because he stalks Nicole.
We had one fan, his name was Peter, and unfortunately he just passed away.
I just heard about that.
I know.
Yeah,
so
Jared Freed told me that.
Yeah, so sorry. I record these now and I just throw them on his grave.
Oh, God.
I know, it's sad. He was my favorite guy.
Oh, not a cassette. But yeah, there's a table at the Comedy Cellar where all the comics sit. Only comics are allowed to sit there once in a while, a guest of a comic, but not really.
Sure.
And that's already a neutral zone.
Right. We're all equal now.
We're all equal in a sense we're some degree of a comic. Now, we're not all equal in talent or
right.
Longevity or experience.
Sure.
But we go on the stage or and we do the...
That's how you take them down.
What is it?
You look at them and you go, how many people you fucked?
Oh, okay.
Right? And they go, 45. And I go, 46. Just beat them. And they go, so you're a pussy. Sorry. You got to take them in numbers. How many numbers you got?
Because comics don't even, they don't even let you get a word in edgewise.
I hate these. Yeah, see, you and I are different because we're listeners.
Yeah.
We'll listen.
What'd you say?
We'll laugh. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't even listening to me. You were listening to me. No one's listening to me. No one's listening to me. And no one's listening to this podcast. These are just words that never existed.
But listeners often get labeled like, oh, we're aloof. I was like, no. I was listening for real,
yes,
and absorbing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how come this guy's not yelling back at me? You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm letting you get your point out.
Let me tell you what these comedians do that drive me crazy. Yeah. I call it.
What do you call them?
I don't know. Communists, comedians.
You said comedians.
Comedians. Yeah, because they con you, bro.
Oh,
they're con. I call them comedians. Con okay. men.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
bullshit. I'm there talking bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, talking bullshit. That's my Bernie Mac. Moving right along. I'll do Bernie Mac halfway through the podcast. I don't give a shit. These comedians that do this. Yeah. What? Could you do Bernie Mac?
No.
Just try.
I don't. God. I can't do an impression. I do. I bought me a peck of pussy and went home.
I'll tell you how to do Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
You breathe all the way out, and just before you're completely out of breath, that's when you start the impression. You go, motherfucker, too, man. Oh, that's how you do Bernie. Come on, that's it. I'm going to talk about it. But what's hard is you're so out of breath that you can't think of actual words to say.
Right.
So you just kind of like, I kind of pop it and got new windows. What? That's how you do Bernie. It's very easy.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. it's Friday now.
Moving right along. It's Friday. It's been Friday. But sometimes Friday starts at 4 o'clock.
Right.
We're moving into 8 p.m. now.
Oh, you know what it was? You know what it was when we started? It was that Friday before a 3-day weekend where they let you go at noon.
Mm.
So we got out of work at noon, but we're still in kind of work mode, and it was kind of sad, and they were like, oh, here's
I
a drink
also at like that
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock drink.
I like that you're telling me the podcast wasn't so good in the beginning.
It was sad. It got sad.
I tried to bring it back to death when I brought Peter. But so comedians, they'll do a move, which I hate, which I say, look, if we're on the highway, I started telling a story. That's the highway. You could take me off to the rest stop, but bring me back on the highway.
Bring me back. Come on.
You know, like how many times I've said things like, oh, man, guess who I saw at the store yesterday? Guess who I saw at the store? And then they tell me this long story about how they saw Carrot Top, and then I'm sitting here like, well, I guess no one cares about me.
At all.
Anything I had to say.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Hate it. Happened to me on a radio show recently. I'm not going to say who I was on the radio show with, but this guy was just so obnoxious, he wouldn't stop talking. And I'm like, buddy, lay back. Be in the pocket. You know what I mean?
Man.
We'll all get our laughs. And guess what? I'm going to help you with laughs. If you do a thing and it ain't that funny, I'm going to throw you some lines.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Chill the fuck out, dude.
Yeah,
ain't no rush. Ain't no rush. Why are we talking about that? I need a real host on this thing. That's what I need. I need a goddamn host for this fucking podcast.
You need a host.
Yeah, I don't know. So
you don't want to lead?
No. I just want someone to say something and I can say
my whole morning show career.
Mm-hmm.
I fought long and hard to get the morning show on Hot 97.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I was the boss of like 5-6 people. And I was like, I don't want to be the boss of these people.
Do you mean like bought? In the conversation, or do you mean like
in the room?
Had to like
I was
pay
lead
them.
Mike. No, well, I didn't pay them. The company paid him,
right?
But I was lead Mike.
Uh huh.
So it was me, my co-host, my other co-host, a producer, an intern, that
right?
I talked on the mic too.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like all of a sudden, like Like, my co-host was always late, and my boss was like, dock him. I was like, I can't dock him.
Dock him, baby.
I don't have the power to dock him.
Or dox him. Put all their information online. Fuck it. You want to be docked, or you want to be doxed? You get paid less,
I realized,
or I'm telling everyone where your grandma lives?
Too late. I wanted to be third mic.
Yeah?
Because host sets up the premise and the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host gives the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then third mic, throw that joke.
That's why we started slow.
Throw that joke.
Because we're two third mics. Two third mics.
That's six mics.
We don't have enough mics for these mics.
If we're both third mic, there's six mics in the room.
I just had a meeting with Nicole before this, because she might be coming on as a producer. We don't really know. I don't know if I like her. Actually, I don't know if I should have said that. But I love her. You're great. Oh my God, what am I doing? Anyway, yeah. She's here, and I was like suddenly in the position of like boss, where I'm like, she's like, well, what's the podcast? And I was like, well, yeah. I need to be whatever. And the third thing I think I said to her was like, if anyone tries to sexual harass you, you can come to
me. Oh, my God.
Why did I do that?
Why?
Because I want to be a good boss. And I want to know we have an open door HR policy on Friday Night Greg. I don't think other podcasts offer that kind of stuff.
That's crazy because most sexual harassment happens on Friday nights, probably.
And Friday Night Greg. Most of it happens on this podcast. So, yeah, sorry, Nicole. I did do that. That did happen. I was like, if anyone...
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, let's get into that.
What is that?
When is it and when does it happen? How do we start it? How do we stop it?
It's so floaty because...
Mm.
No, I liked him.
I know.
I never liked him.
Right.
So then the guy you like, he goes a little further, gets a little more.
Mm-hmm. How do you cheat on your wife? That's what I want to know. Because I've been trying to cheat. I'm not asking you personally. I'm not asking you personally.
No,
that was a very weird thing to say.
No, I'll tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
Cheating's done.
What?
It's done.
But
there's no more cheating.
Just got into it.
No. You have, the only thing you can do is go Mormon,
mm-hmm.
go Muslim, where either way you can have multiple wives.
Muslims let you do that?
Yeah.
Do people know I'm not cool if I don't say Muslim? If I say Muslim, they're like, nah.
You're supposed to say Muslim.
He's too white.
Muslim.
Muslim?
Muslim.
Muslim. This is why I hate religion.
Yeah, Muslim.
They're so on the... Anyway,
Muslim is the correct Arabic.
All right.
Cheating is done.
Mm.
Bro, Instagram, TikTok.
It's all on TikTok.
Red light cameras.
My God.
Toll booths. Easy pass.
You used to fuck people in toll booths?
Huh? No, I'm talking about your face is on camera everywhere you go. You don't pay that toll or your easy pass was, and you got a chick in the car. The cameras, the photo sent to your house.
That's why I'm pro-mask, okay? Everyone's like, no, masks. I'm like, for me, that's great.
You're going to mask your license plate?
Yeah, I'm going to put a mustache on my license plate.
Your wife doesn't know who you are with a mask on?
I was like, I'm not cheating my wife.
You got to wear a Darth Vader mask.
Bro, you definitely know it's me.
There's no way to, what kind of car you got?
I'm not going to say because then my wife won't. Oh, my wife already knows.
What kind,
I have a
like
Subaru Forester.
How old?
Brand new, baby.
Brand new?
Brand new.
Okay, it has the last time. There's an app for it.
Yeah,
it shows the last place you parked.
Yeah,
it shows journey. It shows all your stops.
It also has an alarm that says, "This motherfucker cheating."
You can't
cheat. It goes to my phone. He out
cheat.
On you.
It's done.
Oh, I know, but the idea of it,
bro,
so
your
fun.
Location services, your GPS, bro, you can't do it. It's done.
Back in the day, comedians used to go on the road, and there was no cell phones.
Bro, back in the day was fantastic.
And they would be raping and killing. I don't know if you ever heard that story. There was a comedian who like murdered four people.
Yeah.
You know this guy?
Yeah. He did colleges, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they caught him because they figured out.
They found his schedule.
The schedule of the comic was where people got murdered. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild. Also, if you're going to murder people, don't do it after a show.
Bro, you can't fucking, you can't, your iPad is linked to your iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
You leave your iPad home, and someone FaceTimes you, and your iPad rings.
Mm-hmm.
If your phone doesn't have Wi-Fi, it'll cut to your iCloud, if you got your text message show up on your laptop, you know, through your iCloud.
Yeah,
your what do they call it? Not text message. iMessage.
Sure,
busted.
I gotta get a burner phone.
What burner? Where are you gonna keep it? Where are you gonna keep it?
Next to my half a woman torso I bought after the sex went down in my
marriage.
Burner
phone is a wrap.
It is.
Where do you keep it? You hide it in the car.
I'll jam it in my fleshlight.
My boy used to put a burner phone, a bat phone, in the spare tire. But the idiot forgot to turn the ringer off.
Now you got
to
come at your wife and be like, hey, honey, I got this extra phone for podcast callers to call in on. Mm-hmm. And then anytime there's a random...
Extra phone?
Yeah, like I just tell
What's
her.
What's the number?
It's my burner.
Let me the login. Give me the login to that phone.
Why would my wife ask
Back
that?
Back it up. Back that phone up on my computer.
Oh. Who are you married to?
I'm just saying.
Snowden? I'm married to Snowden.
I'm trying to help people.
Cheat on their wives.
Know it's over.
It is over.
That the 1950s, smack your secretary in the ass and go to a motel. It's done.
I was so excited to become a philanderer.
Bro, your fucking credit card.
I don't have a credit card.
How do you pay for hotels?
Oh, well, I tell them this. I give them cash and I say, keep your mouth shut or I'll slap you across the face. And you want to go upstairs and fuck? And they go, I'm calling your wife.
You're doing 50s, 1960s stuff. You're doing Mad Men. It's done.
Yeah.
It's done, man.
Yeah, man.
You gotta get a flip phone. Mm-hmm. You gotta get a 1980s
car
cassette deck vehicle.
You gotta show up with old Walkman, like all 80s technology. Bro, a Honda Civic, an 81
it's
Honda.
Done. Well, every which way.
Damn.
This girl got caught. I'm not supposed to tell this story.
Okay.
There was a girl, a woman.
Right. Just change names. Say it was Mike Suarez.
She was Mike Suarez.
My old producer, who I love. Why? Sorry.
She texted me. Mm-hmm. She's a friend of some, friend, whatever. She texted me she was drunk. Mm-hmm. She texted me something, slightly inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And I entertained it because I was trying to keep her safe. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, no, cut it out, stop it, da-da-da-da, whatever. Her significant other was, the shit went to her iPad.
Oh, boy.
And she was like, oh, my husband's, I said, yeah, I'm going to talk to your husband. I'm going to say, hey, you're lucky it was me. That I would never do anything. Yeah. And I was like sobering her up.
Right.
You mean?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, don't, it's me. You know me. It's me, baby.
Me, baby.
It's me, baby. It's me.
You're having sex with this woman, you're like, hey, baby. And they go, wait, is that Hot 97 Cypher?
No, man.
I allow it.
I was like trying to save her because I was like, yo, your shit, you're not safe. This shit is going all over the place. And Android is the worst.
Well, what? Why?
Android?
I don't have an Android, I have an iPhone.
Thank God, because you're a
because I'm a goddamn
man.
And all right, and I make more than $5,000
a
year.
My boy has an Android. His phone rings like this. Droot, 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 droot. Sometimes.
Come on.
Sometimes his phone rings like this. Beep, 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 beep. I go, wow, why you got different rings? He goes, oh, that's my wife's phone. I go, oh, that's your wife's ring when she calls you? He goes, no. That's her phone ringing.
What? The phones are connected?
Yep. And he and her.
How would a human do this?
And he looks up, the phone rings, and he goes, look, it's her mom calling her. And he can't answer it, mm-hmm. but it records. It records everything on her phone.
That's insane.
Hey, babe, I got you a phone. We on the family plan. Here you go.
Let me tell you this about you. Yeah. Let me tell you this. Sorry, I just didn't mean to cut
please.
You off. I would, my wife, if I found out my wife fucked some other guy, I would give her a round of applause. I would say, God bless you. Finally, someone took some dust off that vagina and took that thing out for a spin. I thought the engine was blown on that. I didn't know. Thank God bless. So happy for you. Because I know what I bring. I say this. I know what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
I know what I am.
Yeah.
Not sex. That's fine. We have great sex because we're emotionally connected.
Uh-huh.
And that's fun.
Right.
But I am not, and I hate to, whatever, I am not a Ferrari. If my wife, if I came in and there was a 6'7" black man, bald, great, ripped abs,
yeah.
I would go, you don't get that from me.
Right.
And I'm glad you had it. Now, do you want to marry that man? Go ahead.
You walk into the house.
I walk in.
You see that.
See it.
She doesn't know that you saw it. Do you just walk out?
No. First of all, I'm constantly wearing breakaway pants. I immediately rip them off. I jump in and I go, I just climb on his back and I whisper in his ear, oh, daddy, it begins now. And then I insert myself into him.
Oh,
because now we're all gay.
Oh, that's a different. No,
I don't know what I would do, but like, are we into a party? Are we into a party? You know what I mean? If we're into a party, let's party. If the fear in cheating is that your wife will leave you for someone else. But if I knew it was strictly for sex,
yeah,
I do not have a
how many with that. How many do you give her a year?
How many what?
How many of those do you give her a year?
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
I'm not AOL in 1996. Unlimited minutes.
Really?
Yeah. If my wife wanted to, and I also know sex is, here's the thing, right? My wife is with me because I'm funny and I'm nice and I care for her.
Yeah.
She has a ton of best friends who also do that. So she's literally on my turf. She's cheating on me already with those things, right? Those are the things that keep her here.
Yeah.
But if she was like, I just want sex with something that's different, go right ahead. If I wasn't having enough sex with her and she just wanted more sex and I knew it was only for sex, I don't care. If she wanted, and the best way to put it, if she wanted to masturbate with another human body, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that as long as it's not some connection shit.
Right.
You know, at least she's not going to take my kid.
Yeah, but women get that connection a lot of times with sex. It's intertwined.
And let me tell you this. Since she gets that connection and she loves that person more than me, well, then what I was holding her back then? Then go be
with
them.
Where are you
going to go? I'm going to go to my room and all my action figures and cry.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
A dream.
No, I go on stage, and my new joke is, my wife just left me. I wish someone loved me. And then I wait outside with a QR code and let those women scoop me up. I have a QR code.
QR code for what?
Oh, to the sign up. To the sign up to fucking Greg. It's a sign up sheet. That's what I would use. That's what I would do.
A QR code.
Yeah. I'm going to wear a QR code on a shirt. And you click it and you go, what is this? It's a sign up sheet for to have sex with me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why that's so weird to me. It's like I'm not. My wife also, I've brought this up to her. And I'm like, you want to fuck somebody? She goes, no. And just so we know, you're not allowed to fuck somebody, other people either.
Right.
And I presented that. Yeah. She went, you know you can't fuck anyone else, right? And I'm like, no, I know. But I'm saying, like, I don't care. I want, and I, maybe this is too much to say, but my wife, you know, like, is not as sexual as I am. I'm like an old Greek person. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm into lubes and I want to do everything, you know? I'm like, I want to live a life, you know? And she's not. She's like, no, I just, you know, she's a standard human being, you know? So I'm like, if you want to get freaky deaky, go get freaky deaky, you know? Wow. Whatever. Yeah, but I don't really care.
Well, then you have a more of a modern, contemporary relationship.
Yeah, I have a normal, but I like to believe that I'm not like progressive, but I'm like, I'm confident in the fact that I know my wife loves me as a human enough that she could do those things. Like, I'm confident in what I bring to the table and confident in what I'm not. Everyone's like, oh, this guy's going to fuck her six ways from Wednesday. It's like, you're my dick. I know how big it is. Mm. You know, I know what the situation is there. There are other sizes you might want to try.
Mm.
Are you, you're married?
Mm. Yeah, it's complicated. What did I say?
It's complicated.
Complicated.
Conicated.
Yeah. Are we talking legally?
I don't know. I'm really afraid to move forward.
All right, well.
I don't know what you're comfortable talking with.
It depends what you ask.
I was going to ask if you were okay with your wife cheating on you or having sex with another man. Like, where do you sit on that?
I mean, any lady.
Any lady.
I can't deal with. That's what I was asking you. If I walked in and I saw it.
Right.
And she didn't see me.
Yeah, what do you guess?
I'd walk out. Walk away. Never saw it.
Do you bring it up or you never
again? No, I don't bring it up.
Oh, and you don't even care. You don't get mad.
It's like some back karma that is, you know what I mean? Some back karma that's like, I gotta give you this.
There's a return.
Yeah.
But
it might be from something old.
Sure. She has some catching up to what you've done.
Might be from a different relationship.
You just go over to a piece of, you just go to like a board that's all these, and you just cross one of the things you've done off. I'm erasing this off the chalkboard.
Yeah, it depends. I'm like, oh, this guy, oh, he's putting it down. Let me erase three.
Yeah, this is three Valentine's gifts that I've totally fucked up on you and totally forgot. You walk in. Well, let me ask you this scenario. You walk in, a lady you're in love with, whomever that is. She's having sex with someone else.
Yeah.
In my bed? In your bed.
See, that's the rough part.
But there's a garbage bag. She put a garbage bag on top of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy has one arm, and she's going, and she's calling him your name. Right? Here's the, and then she gets off, and she goes, well, I never had sex with a guy with one arm. One, A. And she was imagining you with him. What's the breakdown on that?
How do I know?
How do you know what?
She saw me catch her. She saw me catch. I walked in, and she's like, oh my God.
No. It shows up online. It was a video, and it was a video.
See, that's
online.
Where
Pornhub.
That's where I have to draw the line. Where if other people know,
right?
Because then it's like, then it's too much stress. Where like, yo, you just let your girl. Look at the guys we hang with. Like, you just let your girl get banged out by some dude. I couldn't handle that.
Is this Michelle Wolf talking to you? Yeah. No, I don't know. I'd be like, nah, man.
That's the thing about it. Getting exposed.
Okay.
That's what would bother me.
Let me ask you this. How much money, how much cash does she have to give you to be like, all right, we're good now?
Cash?
Yeah, she could offer a cash prize. Hey, I cheat on you. Here's 50 grand. 50 grand clean, tax-free. I'm not reporting this to the government.
And it's going to happen again?
If it does, it's another 50 grand.
Is another 50 grand?
Let's say your wife comes in. She goes, here's 50 grand.
Yeah.
I want to fuck the guy who works at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Great. Great.
Yeah.
And then when your friend's like, you let her? You just go, 50. This is a new, I got a new Honda Civic. I don't know what 50 grand.
I'd probably Range Rover. But yeah. I'd get a Range Rover. Yeah, I would do, for money, yeah. Fuck
for it. Money is good. Yeah. You have kids?
Yeah.
I know you do.
Two.
How old's the oldest?
Six or almost seven.
Oh, that's a good age. How old's the youngest?
Almost four.
Do you love them?
Yeah, I think so.
What am I in store for, man? I got this three-month-old man.
Boy?
Boy.
I don't know. I had a girl first. Boy is rough. Boy loves their mom a lot, man.
Yeah, I know.
Boys love their mom a lot.
But that takes pressure off me, I think, no? You have a girl and a boy, right? You have a girl and a boy?
See, I never had a dad.
Really?
So, yeah, my dad died when I was three. So I get very nervous about how to raise a kid, or more my son, right? Because I was raised by my mom, my godmother, right. My grandmother.
Right.
I have a lot of female...
That's why you're a good listener.
...tendencies where, like, I think it's fine, but... I think maybe I'm missing, or I am missing, some man shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I know how to teach it.
Right.
You know?
But what man shit?
I don't know.
Like, all the man shit now is all lame anyway. It's like, you know, if a guy.
Nah, there's some.
Like, I had two dads. A stepdad who was a psycho.
Yeah.
Ultra man. Like, borderline elbow dropping me.
Yeah.
And then my other dad, who was like an alcoholic blast, fun. But my stepdad would do shit like, you know, well, hit us. But you're not missing. That shit was all toxic. All that shit of like, if someone looks at you, you got to fight them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to go that extreme. But also, what about defending yourself?
You know what I mean? Right. This is what I'm.
I figured it out late. Jared Freed, our good friend, you know Jared Freed.
Yeah.
He said to me once, because I always listen when people go, my dad said, and I go, oh, I wish I could say that. And my dad said,
right.
And the way he said it was, he always says stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dad. He ever since I've met him, he always says this. But this one time he said it really hit me. He goes, my dad said, if you ask for a certain amount of money and they agreed right away, you didn't ask for enough. And I was like, your dad said that?
My dad didn't say that shit. So yeah. I didn't get that either, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You are a man who lives in the world, who knows how to navigate the world, right? So all your kid needs is you to give him that.
Yeah.
Whatever you're missing out on, A, you don't know, or B.
But there's that shit about being raised by women where they... You know, men ain't shit. Men ain't shit. Don't ever be like this man. And they teach you all this girl shit.
Right.
And then you go to meet a girl, and then the girls are like, you're a fucking softy. And like, oh, I don't know how to walk up to you and say something cool.
Let me tell you. Like, listen, I had sex with this girl once.
Yeah, which one?
Kate.
Okay.
She was pretty. She comes out of my bath. I still remember this.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd making out with her for like 3 hours. And then I finally take her pants off. She was like, yeah, I was wondering if this was going to happen. She was,
it's cool. I hate that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you take them off?
Goddamn, take them off. Fine. Right?
I hate that.
She goes,
why didn't you make a move? Why didn't you make a move?
Yeah, because I'm the kind of guy they say they want now. But back when I was doing this shit, this asking for consent before we have sex, they were calling me a pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girl, because she go, we have sex. She comes out of the bathroom. The light of the bathroom was shining from behind her, right? Her hair was down. It was covering her breasts.
Yeah.
And she was
Was she
like,
short or she had long hair?
She had long hair. It was down past
the... Because if she was short, it's not as far to get to the breast. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. So she's like the highway. Yeah. 5'6". I look at her and I went, you look like an angel. And she went, you're a faggot. She called me a faggot. And I went, I wish I had a dad to tell me I shouldn't have said that. But that was some mom shit. My mom, you know what I mean? I looked at her and I went, you're the face of everything I've ever wanted and desired. And she went,
yeah,
you're a homosexual man. And I just found out. And I can't believe we had sex, because I wouldn't believe that a homosexual man like yourself would have been able to have a hard penis. Maybe I should check that penis to see if you had some kind of popsicle stick siphon, like use like a tourniquet to keep it hard. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've had that. I haven't had that problem.
You know?
That problem.
Because we're sensitive dogs.
Yeah.
yeah. What's the weirdest? You got any weird sex stories? Is that just come out and say it? Have you ever embarrassed? When's your worst? Embarrass yourself during sex.
I'm not good at these kind of questions.
Okay. I'll just tell you one of mine.
Yeah, tell me.
This is really me just telling, asking myself.
Embarrassed myself?
I've embarrassed myself so many times.
I don't. Go ahead. What's yours?
Well, there's that one.
Yeah.
To start off.
Bad. That one's really bad.
Start off.
Yeah.
I can't think of one now either.
I don't. I hate. Who's your top five favorite MCs? Interview. I'm like, I need these questions beforehand.
What's an MC? I don't even understand.
What?
I don't understand.
You know rap?
I know rap.
Yeah.
Right? But then I just say, I end up going like, who's your favorite rapper? But what's an MC? What is literally an MC? A guy who raps?
Okay, it's fluid.
You mad at me now?
No, it's fluid. But back in the day, an MC was the term given to rappers who were much more lyrical. Who had much more skills.
Right.
Rakim,
KRS-One,
Big Daddy Kane are MCs.
Mm-hmm.
And then a rapper was like someone who is in it, but they kind of like simple.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is good information for me.
Yeah, but that's it always changes with the...
Well, for me, who's someone you could put on and it's always, you're always in the mood? You're always in the mood.
Always in the mood to listen to?
Yeah.
Outkast.
Right.
Kendrick.
Which one?
Kendrick Lamar, which one? What?
You don't know Kendrick's Samson?
No. I didn't get the Kendrick Samson album.
He's from Bloomfield. That guy's good. He raps about the Wendy's, the Wendy's that shut down. Damn, where's that Wendy's? I really miss that Wendy's.
Yeah,
you know how that song was? You pretty fine girl when you bagged. This joke is dying because I can't remember the lyrics. Yeah. Every word he does in his rap songs ends in Wendy's. So he rhymes Wendy's with Wendy's. So every word is, Wendy, and just everything is Wendy. Nasty. Yeah. I would put Kendrick Samson over Kendrick Lamar any day of the week.
There's no way you could, no. There's no way.
How do you know? You heard him?
No.
I know.
He's a real person?
Kendrick Samson, the guy who raps about Wendy's? Yeah.
I've never heard him.
He's mad nasty.
Is the word before Wendy's rhyme with the last bar's word before Wendy's?
That's the thing. Every word is Wendy.
No, then that's not rapping.
But he uses it in a way that, like, I am Groot. Like, you can read it in a way of, like, wow, I know what he's saying, even though he's saying Wendy's. Like, I'm really hungry for Wendy's. I want a Wendy's. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Okay, yeah.
You're talking about your ex-wife. And I love that.
Oh, so you
he's better than
deeper
him.
Into it.
Through his emotions.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Anyway, Kendrick Lamar, who else? I'm an A$AP Rock guy, and I feel like when I said that to you when we first met, you got mad at me.
A$AP Rock?
A$AP Rock.
A$AP Rock, yeah. I've never,
Can I send you something?
Sure.
Because he's good. I'm a lyric guy. This is a lyric.
Yeah, I've heard he's good, yeah. But I like A$AP Rocky.
You gotta go?
Who's calling me?
I don't know.
Los Angeles.
This is it. This is Hollywood,
this
baby.
Is the question. I get
this
it?
Is yes answered, of course.
Hello?
Cypher.
Maybe?
It's Yo-Yo. How are you?
Oh, hi, Yo-Yo.
How are you?
I'm great.
I'm calling so late. I just got off the gym.
Oh, look at you working. I just joined the gym today.
You stupid.
I got to get in TV shape. Wait, but I'm doing a podcast. Can I call you right back?
Yes, sorry.
We were laughing about which hip-hop legend would be calling me, and it actually is a hip-hop legend.
Yo-Yo? The Yo-Yo?
This is Yo-Yo.
What up, Yo-Yo?
What's up?
Greg.
That's Greg. I'll call you right back. Uh-oh. Whoa. Me and Yo-Yo just got a...
Yo-Yo Ma?
No, Yo-Yo. You know Yo-Yo?
I know.
You don't know Yo-Yo from the West Coast, from down with Ice Cube back in the day?
Yeah.
Don't try to play me out.
Oh, hell
don't try
yeah.
to no, play me out.
I knew it. I knew the whole time.
Yeah. You don't know Yo-Yo? She's in Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, man. That's the Yo-Yo.
How do you not know Yo-Yo? You should know Yo-Yo.
I know Yo-Yo.
That's crazy.
She does that song about...
me and her just got
going up and down.
A TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Can be on it?
What's I don't know why she's calling me. She must want to talk about the show.
Oh, nice. What's the show about?
I'm not at the liberty to discuss at this moment.
Yo, let me be on it.
Huh?
Let me be the host.
No, I don't.
You be a third mic.
No, this is actually, to be honest with you, we're not the main host. There's like two big hosts.
Fat? Then, Fat Fucks. Is this show called Fat Fucks?
No, it's not called Fat Fucks. It should be. That's why I joined the gym. But we're like, there's the big main host, and then we're like the other host.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the, what channel? VH1? You can't.
I'm
discuss.
Not allowed to say yet. Sorry.
Let me tell you this. If you don't know anything about me, you can just make
it's a
any
channel.
Uh-huh.
With two letters.
MTV. Yeah. VH1.
A letters.
No, those are
no,
two letters.
A-B? Three letters. Three letters.
See?
Is it in the alphabet? In the
two letters.
In the Gregorian calendar.
In the two letters. Fox. That's three letters. There is no two. UPN9. No. WB. WB, baby.
We're CW. We're on the CW.
Hell yeah, man. You doing the new Arrow show? I love it. I love it. We're almost done. I see you looking at your watch.
What are you looking at?
There's a clock. It says
you have a clock there?
It's time we have to go. Yeah, we about.
No, don't go yet.
No, I've got nothing but time.
Oh,
but
it's Friday, baby.
I'm still upset about the Friday night energy. I feel like I didn't deliver on you today.
What do you mean? It's Friday.
I know. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Again.
What day of the week did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity. I don't know the day of the week, but it was eighth grade.
You don't know the day of the week?
No. Wow. How would I remember that?
Mine was Friday night.
Really?
It was a Friday night.
To who?
On the Washington.
You don't have to say our
Dawn.
Name. Dawn.
Yeah.
How'd you do it? What was the move? Walk me through it.
What move?
I'll walk you through my virginity loss, and then you walk me through yours.
I don't want to know anything about eighth grade sex. I don't want to hear anything about in this day and age, in this climate,
it's
you can't even talk about
well,
it.
Well, we were both in eighth grade, it should be noted. She wasn't in eighth grade.
Doesn't matter. It's illegal.
For two people to have sex in eighth grade?
Yes.
I'm grandfather. So I'm going to go to jail now. You going to call the police?
I'm not, but you could.
They're going to arrest me for having sex in eighth grade when I was in eighth grade?
I don't know the statute of limitation. Did you ever say statute of limitation?
I've been saying it, and I still say it. And I say, fuck you for not letting me. It's the statute of limitations. It's a giant statue who says,
I was
shaking his
actually,
fist.
Actually, I was too young. Yeah, I was too young.
How young?
15.
How old? What grade's that?
That was in 10th grade.
Coward.
10th grade.
Coward. And what happened? You got her on the washing machine?
Well, because my boy was in my room with some chick.
Did he have sex?
Yeah.
Was it his virginity or he was...
No, he been out
he was
there.
Dirty dog?
He been out there fucking, yeah. He's my boy from the Bronx, but I lived on Long Island.
You're Long
at
Island?
At the time. In high school, I moved to Long Island. So at the time, it was my first time, but he been getting busy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he been doing it.
So how did you get Dawn?
I don't even remember. Dawn was like... She was cute.
Yeah?
She was cute. She knew she wanted to lose her virginity. I wanted to lose my virginity. We had a discussion.
You had a discussion?
Kinda.
And then she was like, let's go over to this washing machine?
Well, because he was in
keep
my room.
Clean. Keep it clean.
My room was the garage. It was a converted garage.
All right.
So you walk through this door.
Mm-hmm.
It's a laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
And then where you would make a left to the garage was my room.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in there. And what else? What other choice did I have? I was by the washing machine.
Did you? There's a lot. Did you get her halfway in the washing machine? Like one of those, I'm stuck on the washing machine.
No, that's way before stuck porn.
I love stuck porn.
It's way before that.
I like porn, any kind of porn that is, I have to have sex with you now. Like, not like rape, but like.
No.
I know. I'm not saying.
I can't say that.
Can you erase that, Nicole?
No, don't erase it.
Well, I don't want to go to jail.
You won't go to jail for saying it. It's just not nice.
What I was trying to say is I don't like rape porn.
Okay.
That's nice. I like when they go, like, oh, man, I'm stuck and I'm so bored. We have nothing else to do. Might as well have sex with you. Because yeah. I have such low self-esteem that I feel like there has to be something in play that right. would make them go, well, I'll do a nice thing for this old chap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've never seen someone checking the coaster like it's a cell phone.
No, I usually do stuff with my hand.
I'm losing your attention.
No, I'm right here. What are you talking
I'm
about?
A coaster. No, I'm
listening to your story.
No,
see, we're listeners.
We are listeners. Eighth grade. I'm going to just tell you the story. Right. Oh, I'll just tell you it was high school.
Okay.
She was like, just put it in or whatever. We were like making out. I touched her boobs. One, it was in for one in and out.
Yeah.
I would say if it was a shopper, he was just browsing. He didn't even make it to the back.
No, well, not browsing. This is the wrong store. You walk in, you're like, oh shit, I meant to go to the next store. I'm in the wrong store.
This is women's lingerie store. I thought it was a comic book shop. Yeah, that's one and out. Came immediately. She was then 96 days late in her period and led me to believe she was pregnant. So all of eighth grade, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a dad.
What?
I'm going to be a fucking dad.
But her period was late?
Because she was in eighth grade, and I don't think yet that periods were regular yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How did you even know that, though?
How did I know what?
How did you know that? I didn't know that a period had anything to do with a baby until, like,
oh,
way later.
She knew.
She knew.
And she told me.
She had a talk with somebody.
And she kind
of... Someone had a talk with her.
And here's the thing. She didn't want me to break up with her. So she just kept me on the hook being like, well, I didn't have a period yet.
I got it.
You got what?
The story.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Got it. You finished.
No, I'm done. Why would I finish? You told me you got it.
No, no, no. Go ahead. No, no.
You're good.
No. I got a story I'm going to tell you.
I thought you did what I think would be the rudest thing in history, which is you go a story and you go, I got it. We're good. Enough said. Wrap it up.
You asked me to tell you.
I thought you gave me the light.
You asked me to tell you like an embarrassing sex story, and I couldn't think of it. It just hit me.
You said, I got it in the middle of me like culminating my story. I went, so I'm having.
My friend Alizé is here, said I have to work on my communication because my word game is horrible.
I got it. On a podcast, nonetheless. I got it. We're good. All right, well, I guess I won't finish then.
Okay.
Yeah, she wanted to keep me in the relationship, so forever. Then she gets her period, and I was like, oh, my God, thank God. And she was like, well, it's just irregular. And I went, well, for 96 days,
yeah,
I was preparing to be a father.
Damn.
So
did you tell anybody?
I told everyone except my parents. I told all my friends. And I was like, and they were making jokes, buying me onesies and shit. Kid. They're like, oh, my God. I remember I bought a pregnancy test. And they were like, oh, is this for you? Because you're still a baby. Yeah. Like, there was this, they were like, I was wild.
Eighth grade is what, 14? 13?
I stayed back in kindergarten, so it was like 13. I definitely wasn't 12, so it was like 13.
Damn.
And it was the end of eighth grade.
Yeah.
So it was like, but anyway, I want to hear your story now.
This girl.
I got it.
You got it.
Let's cut to break.
Girl I was dating. She was a little crazy, but I hate when guys call girls crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because any girl that does anything, you don't like, oh, this bitch is crazy. But she was a little crazy.
Right.
But
I like to just call them, that's how they are.
Yeah. So she, we were, I told her I couldn't see her anymore. Mm-hmm. She got upset about that. And then she called me and told me that she was pregnant. Right. And there was a little slip up. The last time I saw her, she lived in another far away. So then she calls me, tells me she's pregnant, and she's going to get an abortion. But this is after a long, long conversations. But she's going to get an abortion, but I have to stay with her. She's going to get the abortion, but you have to stay with me.
Sure.
So I was like, yeah, of course.
Of course.
100%.
Yeah.
For life. So.
The life of the child.
So she lived in a place where they have free health care.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, that's right. So she goes. So this, she's leading up to it. I made the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
This is like over a month. Mm-hmm. I made the appointment. I'm going Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't feel right, but she's saying it right. And she calls me Saturday or whatever day it was. It was probably Friday night.
Of course, that's Friday night energy.
And she calls me crying. He calls me crying. I'm going in now. I was like, listen, you want me to come up there? No, no, I don't want you to come. I'm going to go with my friend. Like that's where, something. Like, that's where I started getting.
This is where the flags went.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with my friend. You don't have to come up here. So, but last I went to see her when she was in the hospital for something separate. I drove all the way up there to see her, but now you don't want me to come for this?
Uh-huh.
Little flags.
A little weird.
Bling, bling, bling.
A little weird.
So then she goes, I'm going in now. I'll call you like in an hour or two when it's done. I was like, okay, you know, I don't know what to say. Be safe.
Be safe. What is she going to do? Yeah.
So then.
Make sure the doctor washes his hands.
So then I call her house phone.
Oh, boy.
And I remember when I first met her, in a club in Canada, in Toronto. And she had a friend named Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was gay. It was like her gay friend. Sure. You know when the girls have gay friends?
No.
They have gay friends.
You imagine.
They have gay friends.
Sure.
I think his name was Nelson. I shouldn't be saying his real name.
Yeah, HIPAA is okay if you don't say the last name.
Okay.
And we follow HIPAA standards.
His last name is Nelson.
Nelson Nelson? Oh, the old Nelly. Is this Nelly?
No. So, so I call her house, and I go, hey, can I speak to so-and-so? And they go, yeah, hold on. And they yell out for her. Oh, and they go, who is this? I go, it's Nelson.
And you then said you were Nelson?
Yeah, I said it was Nelson.
Yeah.
And then they call out for her. Like, Nelson's on the phone.
Yeah.
And she picks up. She's like, hi, Nell. And I was like, motherfucker. And then I went like this. Like, I went like this with the, I mean, like some noise, like there was a bad connection. And then I hung up. And then.
Can I ask, had you already hot-wired her the $500?
Huh? No, she didn't ask for money. Free healthcare.
Right.
They get it done for free up there.
I didn't know it was free
abortion. They're out there. Yeah, they're out there.
I'm going to go get an abortion.
They're cleaning them out, baby. They are cleaning them out.
All right. Cleaning them out.
This is bad.
Is it bad? It's great. No one listens to this podcast.
So then, a half hour later, she calls me crying. Mm-hmm. I just left. I got it done. I'm a little droggy. I'm going to go home. I let that shit last for like a month and a half, 2 months.
Great.
It was so bad. I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad? She lied. You better abortion.
So I let it linger. And then like, I would just be like, oh, fuck, man. And she's like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. No, what's wrong? No, it's just my friend, man. I caught him in a lie. And I mean, the one thing that I can't stand in this life is just being lied to. You know what I mean? It's just, no, what was it? It was nothing. Something little.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't matter. He lied to me. And I'm cutting him off. He's dead to me.
Oh, man.
Because one thing I can't stand is a fucking liar.
And people have
anything else. Anything else. And I'm doing this for like a month. I'm like, what's wrong? I'm a sick bastard. I'm calling her crazy. I'm crazy.
Nope, you're enjoying your time on Earth.
And then I'm saying all this shit to her. And then one day she goes, hey, you know my cousin
come on.
You know my cousin Tracy that sounds just like me?
Yeah.
No, I don't know your cousin Tracy that sounds just like you.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
My friend, my cousin Tracy was here again. But remember she was here. Remember she was at my house when I had the abortion. And I was like,
no.
Oh, no. She goes, yeah, like I think my friend Nelson called me.
Come on.
And they yelled for Tracy instead of her name. And I was like, and you know, she sounds just like, it's so weird that she sounds just like me.
She's tired. She's crying. Man. It's like, a reach.
I was like, it was me. And you know it was me. And you're fucking busted. You are busted.
You were keeping her on the hook and she was trying to put you on the hook.
She figured out it was me.
Of course she did. Because for months you're going, I hate a liar. I hate a liar about abortions. I love a woman who has abortions. Yeah. Yeah. She had you on the hook. It's called. Yes.
Yeah.
In magic, we call that a patter. You had him on the hook.
Yeah. But we're cool now, though.
No, that's, yeah, good.
We're cool then.
No, did she ever tell you? Did she ever admit it?
Yeah. She had to. She was caught.
That was hilarious.
I watch a lot of detective shows.
Right.
I watch Columbo.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Oh,
still?
Favorite show. Still.
What's the lead character's name?
Columbo.
Really?
What?
I thought it was about a place. I thought he was from Columbo.
No, what? You know, what?
I don't know. Are you fucking with me? I thought Columbo was the town.
No, he's Lieutenant Columbo.
Really?
Yeah, you never watched Columbo?
No, why would I watch that stupid Guinea shit?
It's so good.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's like a, where do you watch it? What do you, what is, you have like Adam's Cable or something?
It's on like Amazon Prime. It's on IMDb television. It's on like
IMDb television? That's how well you're doing? That you are paying for?
I don't pay for it. It's free. Pluto TV, Tubi. They all show all old shows.
Shitty, all those shitty streaming
ones. I love it. I watch all the old TV shows. I watch McMillan and Wife, Rockford Files, Kojak, Quincy M.E.
That's
my shit.
That's great.
But Columbo's the best. You ever watch Columbo?
No.
We got to go, right? Columbo.
No, I mean, well, let me say this. Well, I do an when you're good on time,
yeah.
I do an extended version.
Okay.
But if you can stay for that, would love it. If not, no.
A little longer, because she's got to get out of here.
I know. I know you brought it. This is a classic move that people would do on dates.
Why did I bring her here?
Yeah, you bring another date, so if the date's not going well, she can make you leave. I've seen this move. I've had many women do this to me. They bring another, like,
okay?
I'm here with my cousin.
She's okay.
All right.
Alizé's cool.
Yeah, you're cool. You can also be on the goddamn podcast.
Columbo is the greatest show ever.
Yeah?
Here's why. You watch cop shows? You like cop shows? You like
mysteries?
Yeah,
I love the police. I love all police.
Huh? Okay. you watch a show like Law and Order?
Yeah, of course, man.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm yelling at you.
They're figuring out the crime,
mm-hmm.
and you're watching them figure out the crime.
Yeah, yeah.
And they throw you misdirects,
sure.
and you first thing is this guy, and you're like, it's only 20 minutes into the episode. It's not this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like you figure it out, and then they go through the evidence. Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
Is you the first half hour, because these were Steven Spielberg directed the first Columbos.
What?
When he was like an intern at ABC.
I'ma watch Columbo.
Bro, Columbo is technically, it was a TV show, but technically it was what they used to call these made for TV movies.
Right, like Miami Vice. Well, Miami Vice wasn't, but Miami Vice was like, they put real movie quality into that shit.
Yeah, and
but
the
Columbo
show, yeah. So Columbo was technically, I think it was a, maybe 2 hours or hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
The first half hour,
mm-hmm.
Columbo's not even in it. You're watching the criminal commit the crime and cover it up like he's thinking he's committing the perfect murder. So you see the crime. He choked her,
mm-hmm.
and he put the rope here, and he did that. You watch the whole, you know who the murderer
right.
is. And then Columbo comes into his homicide,
sure.
LAPD, and you watch him figure it out when you already know the answers, but the guy covered it up so well, and Columbo finds this one little thing. Something's bothering me.
Right.
You know, why was she? This is my favorite one. This is my favorite one.
Huh?
Why was she in those pajamas, but she had the pajamas under her pillow? Because her husband didn't know she puts her pajamas under the pillow, so he got pajamas out of the drawer. So he's like, she got the pajamas under the pillow. My wife always puts the pajamas under the pillow so she knows where they are.
I would love if Columbo never figured it out. He never solved it. Every episode goes, well, I just don't know.
You can't.
Who did this one?
Even the first episode.
What's his first name, by the way? Chris?
No one knows, but I know.
No one knows what you know.
Well, it's very hard to figure out.
But you are your own Columbo.
Because you have to watch a certain episode where he flashes his badge and you kind of see the first name.
All right.
But other than that, you never know his first name.
Are you not going to tell me?
Frank.
Frank Columbo. I could have guessed that.
But it's Lieutenant. If people ask him, what's your first name? Lieutenant.
I had mentioned this, but sorry, real quick aside.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Karate Kid the other day.
Yeah.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
This, all the shit that Daniel's son did for him, he never got to call him by a first name. He never... Guy flies him to Japan, fucking all this, and still Daniel's, they're still keeping it professional? Mr. Miyagi, call a guy Leo. What was the fuck his name? No one knows his first name.
He's super old.
But that guy's his best friend. Daniel and Mr. Miyagi became best friends, and he was still like, mister, please.
All right, I guess.
We're in the, anyway, Columbo, Frank Columbo. Miyagi. I thought that would be really
well, nobody harder. Nobody knows. Nobody cares about Frank. It's Columbo.
All right.
But you got to,
yes. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch some Columbo now. But now
watch,
I know the pajamas.
Start thing. Like season 3, season 4. Because the first episode, see what it was. This why what are we talking about here?
I don't know. I'll hear, but I want to hear about Columbo. Then we'll move on.
First, there was a movie,
mm-hmm.
where Columbo was a detective in the movie, but it wasn't about him. And then the creators were like, no, that's the show, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
And then they made a show about him, but he was really cool. In the first episode, he was too cool. His hair was kind of slick.
Sure,
he had a slick suit. But the thing about Columbo, he's always like grubby. He always had like a dirty suit, a dirty trench coat. So you watch the first episode where he's a little too clean, and the way he solves it is a little like he makes a girl snitch on the guy. And
that's not Columbo style.
Then when it evolves, it's the best. And then he was only like the only one of the only characters. It wasn't a lot of characters. It was like the main, like a big actor was the criminal. Like William Shatner was a criminal once, and like. What's that other guy? You ever watch Greatest American Hero?
Of course.
Remember the FBI guy?
Yep.
Robert Culp? I think he was one of the bad guys. But then they brought it back in the 90s, and then he had like a squad.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You watch these things.
Yeah.
And I think you do it for a reason.
Yeah, people, nobody's listening. Now
do you think you could get away with a murder? And how would you do it?
Because
I know you're taking notes when you're watching
these
shows.
Could I get away? Like... I don't think I could get away with a murder, but I have a plan to flee if I ever murder someone.
What's that plan?
Oh, I can't. I'm not going to tell you.
Smart. I was about to say. That's why the plan failed.
I got a bag.
You got a getaway bag?
What time is it? I got to go. This is late. I got a bag buried. All right.
Well, you
got
to go. But anyway, I'll take
a bag. I killed someone. I'm never going to jail. Put it that way.
Right.
I can't go to jail.
Not again.
Jail? A lot of my friends go to jail, come home from jail. Jail is fucked up.
It changes them?
What do you think? You mind your business? You're all good? No.
So I want to do a vacation where they put me in jail to see if I could take it.
No, you can't.
I want to do fun jail.
Here's the deal.
Also,
married? You married?
Yeah.
You married?
Yeah.
Okay. Your wife now has to sneak in coke every week or we brutally fuck you up on a daily basis.
Why? I don't want to do coke.
We do.
You want to do coke?
The guys in jail do.
So I got to get coke from my wife.
Every week she has to sneak coke in her pussy.
No, I would do so many jokes that they'll love me.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I'll be so friendly.
It doesn't work that way.
I'll be the Andy Dufresne of prison.
No, you're watching movies. I'm telling you how it is in jail.
No, but I'm so likable. My friend
Mano. He's a big rapper.
I know Mano.
You know Mano?
I love Mano.
He's been at the cellar many times.
$1 million. The guy might give away Mano a
told me,
truck. Sorry.
Mano told me if you go to jail, he goes, it doesn't start right away with like people fuck you up. They give you a little test. They gingerbread you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Mano said you're going to be in jail. And the first day, guy's going to come up to you and be like, yo, what's up? You all right? You good? If you need anything, holler at me.
Oh, friend. I'm too trusting.
What time are you going to commissary to pick up your snacks and stuff? When you go to commissary, do me a favor. Give me some chips and a honey bun.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, Mano said, you have to then try to push that guy's brain out of the... You have to hit him in this side of the head.
You can murder this man.
And you have to try to hit him on this side of the head that his brain comes out of this side of the head.
Right.
And if you don't do that, in that moment, you will forever be getting that guy chips and honey buns. Mm-hmm. And also, you're going to be tickling his balls.
What if I just go, I don't have any money? I would do that. But I don't have any money. You do that voice? And they go,
no,
man.
No.
Or you just grab his penis.
Yeah.
You just grab it.
And he goes, yeah.
Yeah. And then you just keep jerking him off. And you go, this instead. Yeah. You go, this instead.
And yeah. Then that's what it is.
But that's great then. So now I'm jerking this guy off every day? That's a party.
That's a
party prison.
Okay. All right. Have fun. Have fun.
All right. We've been here with what?
You party prison this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're in jail for how long?
Life, because I murdered my wife.
Okay, you're in jail for life.
Mm-hmm.
And your protection is this guy. Mm-hmm. Jerking him off keeps everyone away from you.
Well, I didn't even know that. I was just doing it for fun.
Well, a year in, he gets released.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and every day he gets released by my hand. Do it easy.
You went from Columbo to
jerking guys off. And I go, I love it. You think you're doing this to me for a thing. I've been wanting to experiment.
Prison made me love Vermont.
What? Man, you said you had to go, and I keep trying to land this plane, and then you say wild things like prison made me love Vermont.
We're circling. My friend was in prison.
Uh-huh.
My friend had a lot of friends.
Bernie Sanders?
No, another guy, Puerto Rican guy.
Oh.
He had a lot of friends. A lot.
You don't have a big connection with
him. He was in the streets. Mm-hmm. Every time he showed up, 30, 40 dudes. Then he went to jail. No one visited him.
No more friends?
No more friends.
That's so sad about being in a game.
So I had to go visit him.
Right.
But he was in a shitty jail in a shitty town.
Mm.
But 30 minutes away from this jail, Burlington, Vermont.
Nice.
Ooh, you got to take the little ferry over Lake Champlain.
I go to Burlington a lot. I love Burlington.
I love Burlington. I'm going to get a house there one day.
You want to go to Doubles?
Let's go.
Dude, I'll get a house with you.
Let's fucking go. Get a timeshare. I would go there. I would go to Burlington, Vermont, hang out. Hang out. I met some friends.
How close were you to this guy? That's really nice you went to visit him.
I was very close with him, but then when he got out, he kind of, the same thing. Kind of disappeared.
Let me tell you, you
I got no friends.
You have a friend who you saw in jail and they disappeared? That guy needs to text you.
You know why? Because they know that you seen them vulnerable. And think about it. He only had to cut one person off.
Right.
Because I was the only one that went to see him. And I saw him at his most vulnerable. He's a tough guy.
Right.
A tough guy. And I saw him find God
and
like try to like figure out how to live in jail. And when he got out, he went right back to being tough. Not as much criminal activity,
mm-hmm.
but very tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him when he wasn't tough. So why would he want to see me when I know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And he cuts him.
I get it, because he also wants to deny himself that happened.
Exactly.
He's not lying to you. He's lying to himself.
And he doesn't want to be reminded of those times. And I still hit him up. He hits me up. Let's get together. But we never get together.
And I'll say this, man. You did a thankless thing for him. You know, cutting. You don't get the reward of having this great friendship when he left. But when he was there,
the only thing I look that's good about it is that I discovered Burlington, Vermont. And discovering Burlington, Vermont, I got to meet Jake Burton.
Oh, the famous rapper. I took a guess. I guess I was wrong. Is that Yo-Yo's friend?
No, Jake Burton invented Burton snowboards.
That's my shit.
He pretty much invented snowboarding.
I should have known that one.
Jake Burton.
You met him?
Many times. He's been here at the Cellar.
You got to introduce me to people.
He's dead. He died.
When did he die?
He died a couple years ago, before COVID. He's dead.
I could have got some snowboards.
They just put out a documentary about him.
Yeah. I don't know. Who else?
That HBO Max?
Of course I got it. I got all.
Before you watch Columbo, watch the Jake Burton documentary.
That's how you know how many friends you have, by how many streaming services you have that you're not paying for.
Well, I have all of them.
But you pay for them?
Yeah.
What do you mean? That means you don't have a lot of friends. I know. This
makes me sad. That's how he started.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my Netflix password.
I have Netflix.
But
give me what
you're paying for it.
What else you got?
Well, Netflix is Anthony's. HBO Max is Andy Fiore's. Hulu.
You watch Disney.
Yeah, I pay for my Disney.
Because you love Star Wars.
Yeah, I love everything that's right. Fake and for children.
I gotta go.
All right, man. I kept trying to land us.
Look at this.
I know, Alizé.
I feel so bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Her name is not really Alizé. That's just what I call her.
Oh, it's because you had Alizé once and you couldn't remember her name. So you go, yeah, that's Alizé. That's what, Nori? Nori Davis, one of my favorite people on earth.
Yeah.
King of refusing to ever remember people's names, but then calls you what he saw you do once. He's like, man, you tie your sneaker guy. Yeah, my man tied his sneaker. Because when I met him, he tied his sneaker. So that's what I am now to you? Because you can't remember Greg? He always remembers my name, but he would call Anthony DeVito's ex-girlfriend. He's like, nurse lady. Always. He's horrible with names, but then he goes, here comes two shirts. Oh, Tim with two shirts. Like he's in the mob. No, he's the best. He's the one of my favorite human beings on earth. The guy cannot remember names. Alizé. But you call her that because you don't want her to be on camera because of she's hiding from the law?
I don't know. I don't
I know.
How good of a friend am I, though? Not good.
You say he's not that good of a friend.
I'm not that good of a friend.
Also, yeah.
I'm trying to get better.
Well, you could be, yeah.
Here's how I'm trying to get better. I go on my phone. I go, let me be better about being friends with people.
Right.
I start at the top of the list, which is A,
mm-hmm.
where I get to Alizé.
That's hilarious. So you're doing well because she's all the way at the top. Did you ever drink Incredible Hulk?
No, I don't. I never drink.
You never drank?
Never.
And never smoked weed?
Never.
What happened? Oh, man, come on. We got to go.
I'll come back.
All right. You come back and we'll talk about it. And then I hate those people. I never drank till I was 30. We'll come back. I was straight. I never drank till I was 30. I'm an idiot.
What do we do? You want to do Saturday afternoon, Greg?
Yeah, all right.
We'll do another Friday night. Can I come back?
Of course you can come back.
All right. This is good.
I'm going to have also another person to feed us things to talk about.
Okay.
Did you feel it? How did you think this went?
This was great.
Okay. Did you have fun?
I loved it.
All right. I hope you had fun. I'm so happy to have you on. You're one of my favorites. You're one of my favorite people for real, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
I really do. Every time I'm like, I trust you at asking you weird things. Like, I've asked you about things where I'm like, I mean, how do I do this? Because I know you're not going to use it against me.
No, why would I?
People use it against each other, man. Dude, it's crazy.
Man.
You know, like.
Here's the thing. I know I got to go. Here's the thing. I am who I am, mm-hmm. and then I don't like some of the results I get. So at one point in my life, when I was younger, I tried to change who I was and hated it. So I said, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Just be who you are. And even if you get fucked over, because it's not about what they do to you. This is what I do.
But you, here's the thing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You came into this career with already being wildly successful in another career.
Yeah.
So this is all extra credit. You know what I mean? Comedy is all, if you burn comedy, you'd be like, yeah, well, I already won DJ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I already won.
If I burn comedy, Mom, just put a bullet in my head.
What does that have to do with anything? I'm talking about the way people treat you.
Because you can treat people right because you can lose at comedy. A lot of these people think they need to win at comedy at all costs. So
I can't.
Right. I'm not willing to
lose. I can't go back. You think I'm just gonna go back after 7 years? And be like, hey, what y'all kids playing nowadays?
No, but you're successful. I think there are people who are so afraid of not being successful and not ever feeling like they've achieved anything that they're willing to climb over people's necks to get there.
But those people, and I know them, it's 2 a.m., they lay down in their bed, they look up at the ceiling, and all that shit comes in. It all fucking... flushes in. Not me.
What comes in?
All the bad shit they did. They know what they did.
You think?
Yes, they know what they did, and they gotta hide it with drugs and alcohol. And yes, they get super successful, but they can't. They at 2 a.m. they're looking up at the ceiling and they feel like shit.
Not me.
I lay down at 2 a.m. and I go, I had a great day. I'm gonna watch some TikTok videos before I go to bed.
Yeah, I'm just playing the new Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
Bro, I every day. And if I did something wrong, I clean it up.
I don't want to say how, but
I clean it up.
Sometimes I think I did things wrong, and I go, oh, no, you didn't. And you just think that shit, that people care about that shit. Like, I will text friends 6 weeks later, and I'm like, yo, man, I'm sorry, said that. And they're like, I didn't even know or notice. Whatever, but it's like some bullshit. Anyway, where could they find you, man?
No.
You don't like to post your things?
First of all, I'm going to teach you how to do podcasts.
Well, you have had to go for so long, I feel bad. Every moment is burning on my face.
To teach you how to do podcasts.
All right, tell me.
Ask the people how people find them in the beginning.
Oh, well, this, we cut it. We put it in the beginning. We can't go back in time.
You going to cut it?
And now I'm going to, because I need to prove something to you.
I'm easy to find. My name is horrible. My name ruins my whole career because nobody knows what it is. It's at Cypher Sounds.
Everything. Is this an I or a Y?
I.
Because I got it in my phone is Y, and that's why I can never text you because I can never got
to you. That's why nobody, you know how many opportunities I've missed because nobody knows my fucking name?
You know how many?
C-I-P-H-A. I promise you, that's all you need because it's going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Cypher, and then word Sounds.
And I got to ask you, is it Cypher like... Like, I got to siphon off some food to save for later?
No, that's siphon.
Wow, that's why that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, cipher is 360 degrees. It's a circle.
Circle?
Yeah, or a code. But the code, because the reason why it's a code is because you got to break the code.
Dude from the Matrix.
Like the cipher, that's right.
And sounds, just classic sounds?
Classic sounds, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's really C-I-P-H-E-R is the pronunciation.
Cypher Sounds.
Yes, but I spell it with an A because in the 90s, hip-hop words you spell differently. You put a Z instead of an S. Mm-hmm. You put an A instead of an E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And now in my golden years, nobody fucking follows me after shows. All other comedians are like, yo, these bitches hit me in my DM because my name is Greg Stone. You know what I mean? It's easy to find. I say, hey, what's up? I'm Cypher Sounds. They're like, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah, but when they type it in, Google will correct.
Don't even type
it in. If they put Greg Stone, they get some French bulldog trainer that is doing way better than me.
Right.
Well, anyway. So they can find... I'll post all your things.
At Cypher Sounds.
I don't know why you're mad at
Instagram,
me all of a sudden.
Instagram, TikTok. That's it.
Are you mad because you got to leave? I've been trying to get you out of here.
Look at her. She's upset.
Alizé's furious.
Alizé's pissed.
And Nikki's crying.
She didn't know why. Nikki got
to
go.
She had to go 4 hours ago. This woman lives in New Jersey.
Where does she live?
322 Jackson Street. Oh, is that okay? I do that. I give addresses to the producers. Just so people know, because that's how you get the podcast. You go to her house and she hands it to you. That's what the producers do. Yeah.
All right, I gotta go.
I gotta go too.
I gotta get out of here.
Me too.
I'll see you later.
No, nah, man, I'm good.
See you later.
We're just gonna keep saying gotta go and never let go. You gotta go. I gotta go.
Watch Columbo.
I will. Yo, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for coming in. I love you, man. You're really great. I hope to have more.
Thank you, man.
See, I don't know how to do this. My guys, I got some dates. You can just leave if you want. You don't have to.
All right, go ahead, I'll listen to
I gotta. There goes that. On the I will be. Hey guys, just yeah, I will be at Levity Live this Valentine's Day, doing a Valentine's Day show. Ooh. So if you want, come to NYAC. Night Cream might be performing. We don't know. I might do that if I don't know if they're gonna let us because I didn't tell them what. Yeah, you know, tell me correctly.
Who lets you perform something?
The club?
You on the show. You perform what you want to perform.
No, they ask me every club I work, they ask for a transcript. And I always submit the transcript. They cross out the jokes they don't like, and I abide. That's not how you're doing it. Yeah. That's how I do it. All right. On the 24th, I will be in Stafford Springs. That's not right. I'll have to get that spelled right. Maybe Stafford Springs? Google Springs in Connecticut, because that's where I'll be on the 24th. Also, you know, I'm at the Comedy Cellar a lot, so that's the best way to see me. But also, I am doing an hour February, if you nasty, on the Wednesday, the 23rd. I'm starting, they're going to let me be doing an hour here, because I'm going to be doing an hour, whatever. Just come on the 23rd. And
February.
Of February. February.
I don't even know how to say it.
February.
Yeah.
February.
I just say
you, are you going to be anywhere? Do you want to plug a date?
No. You know what the fuck happened? I got to stop cursing. I had to clear my entire schedule because I was supposed to shoot that TV show, and then they pushed it back.
This show?
Yeah, they pushed it back a month. So now my whole February is fucking...
Empty?
Empty.
That's how you hang in the cellar. You have a good time.
Yeah.
That's nice. You come do the podcast.
I'll do the podcast.
Let me be on that show. Yeah. Let me host it, man.
Huh?
Let me host that show.
What show?
Your new show that you're doing.
A TV?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take that one. I'm going to do that one.
Co-host.
You could co-host a live show, a comedy show.
A co-host a stand-up show?
Yeah.
I need to be rich and famous.
No, you can't. I gotta get back to rich
also,
and famous.
I don't know that they would allow you to just go, hey, let Greg have this. You know, imagine. That's how Ray Romano got his show. It was originally for George Carlin, and he went, I'm going to let Ray do it. And that's how he got famous. You didn't know that?
I didn't know.
Anyway, thank you guys so much. Check out the Patreon. We have a lot of great episodes, especially this month. The Greg Stone Zone, patreon.com/TheGregStoneZone. There's so much fun shit up there. Also, I think that's it. I don't know. God bless everyone, I guess. Good night.
Rest in peace, Pete. Big up your head. Big up your body. Get on the bus. It's time to party. It's Gregory. It is a Saturday night, Gregory. Take your socks off and take your pants on. Get in the car and drive on. Saturday night, Gregory. It is a Saturday night, Gregory. Born in the darkness, my man was too high. He created the show, so that is why that you have Gregory. Oh, Friday night, Gregory.